This is Akashwani, the news read by Anuja Kumar. Union Home Minister Amit Shah today highlighted that the government under the leadership of Prime Minister Narendra Modi destroyed the ISI-backed terror group Shehzad Bhatti Network ahead of Independence Day. He informed that the government also thwarted its plans for subversive attacks by arresting more than 200 operatives. In a social media post, he said the security forces ripped apart the network by launching coordinated operations across different locations in 14 states, upholding a brilliant example of India's zero tolerance towards terrorism. He underlined that substantial recoveries, including IEDs, grenades bearing Pakistan Ordnance Factory markings, pistols, live cartridges, and CCTV cameras used for espionage were made from the ISI-funded group. Mr. Shah added that the network was involved in several terrorist activities. BJP National President Nitin Naveen today announced the new team of national office bearers of the party. Mr. Naveen has appointed 13 national vice presidents, including Vasundhara Raje Sindhya, Tirath Singh Rawat, Ram Madhav, Bejayant Jay Panda, Sardar Manpreet Singh Badal, and Rekha Verma. Union Minister and BJP leader Piyush Goyal has been appointed as the National Treasurer of the party. P.L. Santosh has been appointed as Organizational National General Secretary. Mr. Naveen has also appointed 8 party leaders as National General Secretary, including Vinod Tavre, Sunil Bansal, Smriti Irani and Biplab Kumar Deb. The party also named new heads of its various morchas, including Dr. Himang Joshi as Yuva Morcha President, Roop Kumari Chaudhary as Mahila Morcha President, and Bansilal Gurjar as Kisan Morcha President. The government will soon constitute a high-powered committee on banking in achieving the vision of a Viksit Bharat. Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman said this after inaugurating the 2-day public sector bank conclave in New Delhi today. She added that the committee will decide the future course of banking reforms by taking up issues and recommendations. Ms. Sitharaman expressed hope that the outcomes of the discussions will provide valuable substantive inputs to the committee as it formulates its recommendations on the future role of banks. She noted that Indian banks are in a position of strength with non-performing assets at their lowest ever levels, providing a strong foundation for further reforms.
On the basis of a well-researched set of documents which have been shared with you in advance, will hopefully provide that substantive meat for the committee to also look at. So the committee would probably have that material before them, even as they deliberate. And even as they deliberate to give us their thoughts and also the recommendations which will help us to clearly understand where the committee wants India to go towards Viksit Bharat and in that the role of banks.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi has expressed grief over the loss of lives due to a fire tragedy in Birbhum district of West Bengal. 5 people died and several others have fallen ill after a fire broke out at a hotel near Tarapet police station in the early hours of this morning. In a social media post, Mr. Modi extended his condolences to those who have lost their loved ones. He further assured that the local administration is assisting those affected in the mishap. The Prime Minister also announced an extra ratio of 2 lakh rupees from Prime Minister's National Relief Fund to the next of kin of each deceased. The injured would be given 50,000 rupees. Education Minister Prahlad Joshi today held a meeting with the Secretary, Department of Higher Education, DG of National Testing Agency and other senior officials in New Delhi. During the meeting, the minister directed that strict compliance be ensured of the established exam protocols. He also directed that a complete overhaul of confidential operations architecture, secluded rooms, air-gapped systems, device deposit protocols be implemented on war footing. In men's cricket, hosts Sri Lanka were 246 for 7 in their first innings against India in the first test of the 2-match series at Goa when reports last came in. Earlier in the day, India were bowled out for 462 in their first innings. Resuming their innings on day 3 at 460 for 9, India added just 2 runs before losing their final wicket when Asita Fernando dismissed Prasiddha Krishna. And that is the end of this news bulletin.